Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are across parts of the world. Maybe you're wondering today, is life really worth living? I'm having a hard time, I'm struggling. Whatever the case or problem may be, let my story, as you get to know me in this podcast today, inspire you to realize that life is worth living no matter what. This song by Justin Bieber has made a strong impact on my life and has totally changed me, along with my faith in God, to continue moving forward no matter the case may be. So let this inspire you today as you sit up, maybe drink a cup of coffee or maybe drink some tea before you go to bed, and just enjoy the moment and the life that's so precious that lives before us.
Ended up on a crossroad, try to figure out which way to go. It's like you're stuck on a treadmill running in the same place. You got your hazard light.
So, like he's saying, life is totally worth living. Go out and find your purpose and live again. See, Justin Bieber's song, Life Worth Living, Pop, I really like Pop, has impacted me as well as several others on that song when he created it. So, I hope as you're listening to music, maybe you grew around different kinds of music. I know I did as I was growing up. I grew around pop, country, rock, reggaeton with Bob Marley, Santana, heavy metal, regular rock, soft rock, hard rock, country, all kinds of different genres, which I think has helped me become very versatile in singing and songwriting. but more into that as you dive deep into my life. It started out as I was young. I was always the kid, the young one. Sometimes I would get in trouble, but in reality, I didn't really come from a lot. I grew up poor. I had a lot of people that always made fun of me, and it was just kids in general. I would wear my sister's clothes sometimes because my parents couldn't afford to buy clothes very much. They tried, but they lived on a fixed income, considering my mom was the only one working while my dad was on Social Security. And there's nothing wrong with that. That I did, unfortunately, did come from a dysfunctional home. There was a lot of sometimes alcoholism and just other things that partook, mainly from my dad's side. My parents did try. They did love me and everything, but, you know, they were just raising me how they were kind of raised. They were in a terrible situation themselves that we don't have to really get too much into detail. But you look at these bad things in life and you have a way to turn them around. And my parents, even though they did kind of generational, I wouldn't necessarily call it a curse, but generational dysfunctionalism was shown, they still try their best to be something different, and I love them, and they've always loved me. They may not have always went to all my functions as I was growing up as a kid, but they did still support me and did encourage me to continue doing whatever it is I wanted to do. They did like the fact that I was always going to church. They never pushed me to go to church, but it was more of a, I think you really should go because of this possibility of being around this person and just the good morals and values, religion, church, Christianity can bring. For me, it's Christianity. I know other people around the world probably have different religions, but a strong faith instills good values. And that's what I was raised upon. In Oklahoma, more to be exact, home of the tornadoes, by the way, of two F5s that passed through here in 2013 and 1999. Most scariest events ever, shall I say. But I really didn't come from much, like I said, and I tried to become the popular one in school, but I was bullied. And it was sometimes a lonesome time. So I always developed a love for singing. I jumped into choir. I was always in choir, whether it was church choir or school choir, for most of my life. That's where I kind of learned how to sing. Kids did kind of make fun of me of how I sang. And I then also loved writing. So, as a hobby, you know, at 16, you don't really think, oh, that this could become a career or anything like this. I used writing as my way to cope out of life situations. I never really dated anybody growing up, especially in my older years. I chose to get a job, work, take some of the advanced placement classes that some classes offer. Really honestly tried being like my sister, but she was more on the smarter end of me. She's the one that really excelled in some of the smarter classes. I didn't. So basically my 11th and 12th grade year, I took a lot of courses that are exploratory in the arts between jewelry making and art, graphic design, Photoshop. Little did I know later that that would definitely play a key role in where I'm at now. So, more to that in a second. So I'm about 17, 18, and I met my boyfriend, who I've known for a long time. Well, he's actually my ex-husband now, but more to that. And anyways, I was young and in love, and I just knew I needed to marry him. So I did when I was 18. I put everything in my life on hold. I had bought a guitar when I was about 18. I wanted it for my present, for my birthday present. I wanted to become this famous singer-songwriter. And I was really good at writing, and I had a few songs already written. I just didn't know the process. So when I was 18, I got married, rushed out the door. I moved in. You know, me and my husband was newly married. We enjoyed the marriage scene for quite some time. I coasted, getting a job at Walmart, thinking, man, $8 an hour, this is like the life. Because before that, I had a job only paying me like $5.75 an hour, which I did pay all of my wedding for that. So, more to the story, I coasted through my life, and I just was not fulfilled. I stopped my songwriting. I then had my daughter when I was 21. I was still working for Walmart. And I thought, you know, I can do this. This is definitely the life back at 21. Played video games. So I tried doing everything with my husband. Did a lot of traveling and seen other parts of the area while we were on our honeymoon. So I got married in 2007. I was young. I was experiencing life, and I thought, yeah, this is so cool, you know. And the honeymoon is sweet for a while, but sometimes you jump ahead and you forget that marriage is a lifetime commitment. I understood that quite well, and so I kept on, you know. I developed a great relationship with my parents, his parents. And I had done extremely well. And then I decided to have my daughter, like when I was 21, we decided to add on to our family. It was the best gift God could ever gave me, especially to this day. She's such an angel. I found out much later in my life that she does have level 1 autism, but she is so observant and very mature. And I love her to pieces. But more to that story, when I was growing up, and back in 2009, we had a blizzard. That was the craziest blizzard I've ever experienced on Christmas Eve. And a little bit before that, it was still kind of crazy because I had found out that my mom was sick with cancer probably around middle of October, and then 2 weeks later she passed sometime in November. That really took a toll on my life. I mean, I was just developing a really strong relationship with my parents at a different level, better than what I ever had before. And I was so mad and frustrated because I couldn't believe that this would happen. My mom died when she was 47. I mean, what 47-year-old dies from cancer? Most of the time, your cancer can be, people die young. Sometimes they die early, old. Cancer does not discriminate against age. So I continued onward, and I just coasted through life and just kind of continued living the 9-to-5 job. I thought this is the life. Even though I was barely making ends meet, I still was able to provide. So I continued onward, and me and my husband, we fought, and we, every couple day stuff, every relationship fights. There's no guaranteed Leave it to Beaver family that's out there that's perfect. You may look at some of those people and think, man, their life is so perfect. They're all getting along. I guarantee you, there's a lot of fights that's going on behind the scenes, behind closed doors that nobody knows about. So you never want to ever judge a person's relationship, culture, by their cover. I just love people anyway. That's the moral of the story there. And I continued to just kind of drift, going with the same pattern, same routine. Never picked up my pen or pencil to write. Well, I may have wrote one or two songs, but like nothing like would come to my mind. And then as I trekked forward back in 2013, I started getting good relationship with my dad. My dad was starting to come back around and come out of grief and try to change his life around and some of his bad habits around. And then we found out he developed cancer, or maybe he had cancer and just didn't know it, and it was just diagnosed a little bit too late. And he died back in 2013 in April. Worst news ever. I mean, I no more lost my mom within 4 years of 4 years time. And then losing my dad, I was still so frustrated with God for 4 more years. I continued living the life I thought I needed to live. I took care of business. Relationships with my sister changed even more so. We're trying to work things out, but we're not on the best of terms. And differences, shall we say, of opinion arose. And then I lost another person in front of me a couple of years ago, back when my daughter was 8. My grandmother, her grandmother, great grandmother, had a stroke, brought her down to a little kid. That time was she was in the hospital, and we didn't know she was going to make it after that stroke. I'd prayed to God, please let her live. And goosebumps and chills just ran over me, and I felt a surge of energy pass through me. I can't explain, but I felt like that maybe God had answered my prayer, because she did live, but in the same sense, she was basically like a littler kid who lived in the nursing home for quite some time. And so we were dealing with that. And then eventually she did pass about a year ago. So that was really hard to deal with. And it still is sometimes. Because she knew me since I was a wee little kid growing up in church. Which I came from an awesome church in Moore, Southgate Baptist Church. I go check it out if I were you guys. A lot of loving and accepting people there in Moore, Oklahoma. So, I had grew up from there, and I just coasted through life. Like, there was one day, what turned me on to my purpose is I was in a certain amount of debt, and there was one day I honestly looked at everything, and I was like, I'm just gonna totally not be here much longer. I thought about suicide or some type of way of dying. I was in a very depressed, dark stage of my life. Not a lot of people knew it. I think I hid a lot of my feelings and emotions from everyone because I knew that I needed to be strong for my family. But sometimes when you're strong for so long, it's hard to let go. But that day that I thought all these things that I was going to do, I ended up being blessed by Justin Bieber's Life's Worth Living song. And that song came on, and it just opened my eyes. immediately cried out to God. I asked for forgiveness, and then I asked him to change my life and then to give me the direction and purpose that my life needs to go. Okay? So I decided to continue within like a 1-2 day stretch. God told me, hey, Amanda, this may sound a little crazy to everybody, but I want you to go find some celebs, maybe Justin Bieber, since he impacted your life. If you can, get into their fandoms, start helping them out with their problems or people within the fandoms, and then go write your songs. This is like one of the situations where God said to Noah, go build an ark. It's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. And everybody looked at Noah like he was crazy, because in the city, it was not raining. There's not been no rain. Everybody was just living it up, living their normal day lives, and not believing what God had intended or purpose-wise, living in their sinful desires. But Noah continued within X amount of time to continue building that ark, because he knew that God gave him a mission and that he had to do it. Well, it's kind of the same situation with me. I knew what God said. It was loud and clear, despite how crazy it sounded to everybody. And I promise you, I'm going to put this disclaimer in there. I am not a stalker. I just knew what my God said for me to do, and I did it. I knew I had to be loyal, because at the end of the day, I knew after I pass away, at the end of the day, my judgment call, he's going to be asking, what did you do with me? Did you accept me? And I told you to go do this mission. Did you do it? There's going to be judgments, and I want to please my God. I don't want him to be displeased. But little did I know about the sacrifices that came along the way. So I kind of hesitated when I heard God's call, but I was like, no, I gotta do it, but I don't know how I'm gonna be able to do it, because I'm quiet. I don't really like talking to people. I just like writing. So God kind of took me out of my comfort zone. I started with three Twitter followers back in the day, when Twitter in 2017 was really where everyone was at the moment. So I was there. Ran into a lot of fake profiles. But then along the way, as I was trying to find possibly Justin Bieber's profile privately, I didn't know if they would have private accounts or not, but I ran into a whole bunch of Beliebers, and they are some of the sweetest people. People make fun of them for believing, and they shouldn't, because there's a lot of cool people over there. Sometimes they're a little out there, but we all are crazy in our own way. And it's okay to be a certain way that people look at you on and wonder, man, who is that person really? Come on now. And there was a lot of people just sad, depressed. People wanted to kill themselves. So as I was investing my time into what God called me to do, I was counseling people along the way. I was helping them realize that, you know, life's worth living. I kind of told them about my testimony and how Justin Bieber's song changed my life. And I gave them a point A to get to point B, to where they're living today in point C. And even though I haven't talked to so many of them so much, it still has been a blessing. Now, unfortunately, sometimes God removes good things to get you to the better things. And that's really not an unfortunate situation, but it's kind of a painful process when that happens. And you just got to continue being faithful in your call, no matter how dry or how low it seems like all the roads you're taking is just not getting you anywhere. So as I continued forward, I ran into other celebs, and I realized, you know what, celebs are pretty cool in themselves. They don't really like being called celebs. They just wanted someone down to earth to talk to, someone that can identify with them and treat them normal, just like you would treat your normal best friend. And one that your everyday best friend that maybe working the 9-to-5 job, they want the same treatment as everybody else. So I just started learning how to treat people better and learning how to talk and network my way up. And so I continued forward, and I know I have all these problems, and I kind of made a mistake in quitting my job at Walmart first rather than continuing working the 9-to-5 job. As I followed different celebs, I realized that, you know, they still had a secondary job and I shouldn't have quit my job thinking I could just go straight into songwriting, that I could just go straight and get a big old record deal. It does not work that way. I did not realize that it took a long time of energy, money, effort, and the ability to network. So I continued forward. My husband didn't really like how things were going. So I ended up getting separated from, we're working things out slowly but surely, and eventually things will pan out the way they need to do. But God had to take away some things like that through much pain and sacrifice to bring about something better. There was a good year and a half I struggled financially, and I was barely eating, barely making any men's meat, and I just was like, God, in desperation, in determination, and also just saying, you know what, here I am, God, I know I've messed up around certain things, but please just continue to show me the way that I need to go. So during that time, I reached out to some of my neighbors, and they had helped me gain a better knowledge and sense of what I needed to do. I didn't have a car or anything. They helped me go back and forth getting around town. There was a couple times where I was with my daughter and I walked for to get a little bit of groceries here and there when I was finally able approved for food stamps. And so I had done that, and there's a couple times where people seen me and they gave me a ride. And I was so thankful for that. Before I was able to get on food stamps, I was eating merely on $40 a week. And it was not good for about 3 to 5 months straight. I didn't see how I was able to get a job. I was trying to do jobs online, and I wasn't getting anywhere where I thought I would get. So that was probably one of the very poorest times of my life. So after I had done that, I realized, you know, I need to just reach out and start to make my life better. I finally got, like I said, food stamps, started getting a job back, you know, working with my neighbors down there. And then Amazon finally came along to Oklahoma. I was still networking, still singing, still talking to this one or that one, but I decided to take this Amazon job. Amazon has been a blessing in my life tremendously. It is hard work, but they are very accepting. They are very working, very flexible, as long as you follow the rules and policies. And I had totally changed the way things were working. I met Sarah Kathleen Sullivan, who does movies, script writing, music, along the way. And she is very influential. She helped me through some anxietal times. I've helped her through some anxietal times. I promoted her on my page because I was like, I'm just going to freely promote people and just help the artist community out, get noticed somehow, some way, and connect them into other people. So I had done that, and then I would graphic design stuff using different apps to do it with what limitations I was having, and I was gaining a lot of momentum. And then I got noticed by this one person who really believed in me and really liked my work. She started helping me being promoted with my songs, and I love her to death, and I hope she's doing okay. I haven't heard from her in a while, and I'm sure she is. It just may take her a while to come back. And then after that, I had also gotten in touch with this other person that believed in me. We sat down for 3 hours straight talking in this long conversation about some ideas. And now these ideas came to life within 3 or 4 months' time. We created a site called www.powertvparty.com. And then we created Power TV out of HHTV. It's a big Hollywood company that does films and television and all kinds of cool entertainment needs. And we had also developed a way for you to be on television on the Roku, the Power TV network. Now, of course, there's contracts involved there, and serious people can DM us the Billionaire Bank or Power TV app on Instagram, or reach out to us on Facebook, Circle of Success 101, me, Amanda Webb, or Marcus M. Gray. And you can have the availability to potentially become a superstar on TV, on the Roku, if you're serious to already invest in your life and have $1,000 to do that with. And there's a lot of perks that are going on within that $1,000 pays for, aside from the fees and stuff that is required anytime you have a big business with lawyers and contracts and differentials and advertisers and all that good stuff. So I guess I told you all that to tell you that no matter where you are in life, whatever purpose and plan God gives you, whatever opportunity is set before you, to take it. Don't sit there and waste your time wondering, okay, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, 10 years later. That opportunity is now. Learn how to say yes. Learn how to say, you know what, even if this may not pan out 100% the way I think it should be, still go for it and go hard and go do it. Because you will learn so much through life. And you will learn that, you know what, chances are chances. There's a few online jobs I tried doing. I failed at them. I don't say I completely failed at them. It was still a learning curve, so I did gain something from it. So I can say I tried, I didn't fail. But it's just like batting one in a million. How many bats are you going to throw until you hit the home run? It may take a million, it may take one. But all it takes is that one time to finally hit the home run and make it where you need to make it. So I guarantee you, whatever you're going through in life, it's only temporary. Gotta go through sacrifice, gotta go through pain to get to the other side that's far more beautiful. And everything takes time. Never rush God's timetable. Everything happens for a reason, a purpose. And just believe in yourself and believe that anything is possible. And there's still things I'm learning. I'm not 100%. But nobody is perfect. And in you learning to becoming 100%, you will develop the skills necessary. And God will give you the people in front of you to become the best version of yourself. And to help make other people better. And that's where Power TV comes into play. We're here to help make your lives better by providing awesome music, movies, sports, music, culture, all the way 24/7. So come join, come be inspired, be encouraged by this long podcast. I swear, I'll probably never talk this long. Okay. I'll take that back. I probably will talk quite a while, but I hope through this longer podcast that you can learn to take steps, take a leap of faith, go big, go home, enjoy the ride, because you never know who's watching you, who's listening, and who is able to help you along the way.